Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt takes first base on ball four. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Dark moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. Neiman moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Neiman scores. Briggs goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Speak pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. There goes Walls. The throw from Schmidt to second, and Walls is out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neiman is hit by the pitch. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Wagner now playing left field. Whitey Lockman now playing second base. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Jim Davenport. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Jablonski now playing third base. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morin. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Spencer applying the tag. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dark for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Johnson now pitching. Bill White now playing first base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. White moves to third. Jablonski moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mays is walked intentionally. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. White scores. Jablonski scores. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 to Cubs. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Don Johnson. Don Elston now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Giel now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Giel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.